Blog Talk Radio. Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
I am still looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, today, the word of the Lord, Luke 2, 10 to 11. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. To the church, to all our believers, to Radio Land, God bless you, everyone that's listening to my voice today. We are yet praising and magnifying the Lord above every other spirit, the spirit of fear, depression, hopelessness, spirit of loss. We are magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, 100% God, 100% man. The Word made flesh, Emmanuel, Messiah, God with us. Woo! We're giving God all the glory because he is faithful. No matter what is going on in around this world, no matter what's going on where you are, no matter what's happening, we serve a prayer-answering God. I have a question for you. Is there anything too hard for our God to do, to fix, to heal, to solve? Come on, everyone. Let's have a praise party and worship our Lord together. Why? Because we are still here on this side of life. Well, God bless you, the little one, Renee. God bless you, my daughter. I need you again to be with me. This is a praise party time, and let us worship the Lord together.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord. You know, Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the most, you know, Christmas is the most wonderfulest time of the year. This is the time when we can look to our hope, our salvation, our all in all. And his name, whoo, what's his name, daughter?
Jesus.
Jesus is his name.
Amen.
Sweetheart, would you do us the honor here of all the introductions and the coverings and all of that? And then when you finish, I'm going to pray. And then when we finish the prayer, we're going to get into this glorious message this glorious celebration today, talking about our Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, first, we all give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is the head of our lives and who is our all in all. We lift him up in everything, in everything we do, for it is unto him and not unto us that all glory and honor and praise and worship and adoration is due. And we give him glory and honor. Amen. And we give honor to whom honor is due. We give honor to our covering, our pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan, who are the founders and our pastors. And we also give honor and respect to Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis, who are our sponsors and who have allowed us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team. They are from Plano, Texas, and we do this all for the glory and honor of God, not for ourselves, but to lift him up only, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Him only, him only, him only, him only. We focus on him only. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are so grateful and we are so thankful for your loving kindness, your mercy. We thank you for taking care of us and watching over us while we sleep.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for so great a salvation that you purchased with your own blood. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture, and we know your loving voice, and we refuse to follow strangers. Dear Lord Jesus, as we prepare ourselves and our families for this wonderful holiday and this time of the year, help us to stay focused on you and on the greatness of your love for us. And look upward. Oh, glory
God. Lord.
Look up to the hills from whence cometh all of our help. For we know that our help cometh from you, O Lord.
Thank
Jesus. God for the word of God, Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. The Lord God shall preserve you and keep you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen to that. We don't have to be fearful in times like these. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, he is worthy.
You.
Oh, but
yes,
he is worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God.
Well, sweetheart,
hallelujah.
I feel like having a Holy Ghost party. And talking about, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing when we talk about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we are over in St. Luke.
Yes.
What a powerful story here, chapter 2. And we're going to start, hallelujah, at the 10th verse. Would you help us out there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
If you want to start higher, feel free.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 10.
All right.
Possibly, are we
possibly going to maybe make it through to verse 20 or so. Not sure about that.
We're going to try.
All right.
Would you start with the shepherds? Let's talk about
absolutely.
The shepherds. So
absolutely.
Start at verse 8.
Okay. Start at verse 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get to.
And you want me to go? And there
verse
were.
Verse 8. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Let
and
me see.
There
I got
were...
it. Yes,
you
I got it.
It?
Yes,
and
I'm going to be reading from the Amplified.
Amplified, okay.
Yes, from the Amplified. And Luke 2, starting at verse 8, it says, "And in that vicinity there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over their flock by night."
Uh-huh.
And verse 9 says, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened."
Uh-huh.
Verse 10 says, "But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people." Verse 11 says, "For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord."
Uh-huh.
You know what, Mom? I want you to, I'm sure you can expound a little bit about shepherds there.
Well, you know,
in verse 8.
I'd like us to use our imagination. You hear these men, and you know shepherds in terms of their position in the land and in term of the job that they do, that was considered a lowly position. They weren't really looked at and appreciated, but they took care of their sheep to make sure no predators, no evil would befall their sheep. Now,
so they weren't
imagine.
Men of status. They were not. Their job was not a job of status.
That's right. You know, and people tend to look down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a name out that they call folks even now, the deplorables. These shepherds were minding their business, doing their job, and taking care of their response. Imagine, in the dark, in the night, all of a sudden, glory to God, a flash of light comes out of the heavens. You look up and the heavens open, and there's this angel talking to you and beginning to tell you. And one thing I love about God, he will always say, either fear not or peace be unto you. He will let you know it is him. You can always tell the difference between God and the evil one, because the evil one comes to bring fear and destruction. So the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I'm come to bring you some good news. I come to bring you some joyful news, and it's not just for you, but it's for everybody who will receive it.
You know,
if I may,
I apologize to interrupt, but this is so good, because, you know, when we think of King David, before he was anointed to be king, where was he? He was out in the field with the sheep.
That's right.
When Samuel came to the home to look for
a
king to anoint the next king of Israel, he was nowhere around. It was almost as if he wasn't good enough
to be in
the midst of everyone else.
All
just go out there and tend the sheep. do what you're supposed to do. Take care of the sheep. Leave the yes. people to us. And
yes.
and isn't it interesting how God himself chose
glory.
The one who was out and was ostracized. He
That's
chose
it.
The one who was belittled. He chose the
yes.
one who was looked down upon.
Looked down
he chose
upon.
That
yes.
one. He yes. chose that one. Because when Samuel asked Jesse, he said, "Don't you have any other sons?" He says, "Oh, we
yes.
got another one, but he's out tending the sheep." He said, "Call him
yeah,
here. Call him to me."
Yeah.
He's taken to the sheep. Why? And it's almost like, why wasn't he among the other sons? Because he
yes.
wasn't
yes.
considered to be one of stature. He wasn't one
yes.
considered to be of requirements. Those requirements that are required from man. He was, you know,
from
lowly. He was lowly.
Yes.
He was lowly.
Yes.
And then the scripture says, you know, for man looks on the outward appearance, but
Ooh.
God looks on the heart.
But
Isn't
God.
It amazing that the angel came to the shepherds? He didn't
yes.
come to the kings. He didn't come
That's
to
right.
the priests first. He
That's
didn't come
right.
to the heads of state. He came to the
uh-huh.
shepherds, those who were minding their
famous.
Business, who were living out under the open sky in the field,
yes.
watching
yes.
over their flock. And he
uh-huh.
all of a sudden appeared to them. And
yes.
the glory of God shone and flashed around about them. And the angel
yes.
said, "Do not be afraid, for behold,
Don't
I bring you
afraid.
News of a great joy.
I
got good news for you.
I
bring you
news
of a great joy, which will come to all the people." What about that word joy? What about that word joy? What about that word joy, Mom?
Oh, that's a beautiful word.
That's a beautiful word, isn't it? You know,
I was
looking up the word joy. You know, the definition of the word joy. You know what it is? It's a very glad feeling. It's happiness, delight,
yes.
it's
yes.
cheerfulness, pleasure,
yes.
gratification, refreshment, gaiety, merriment,
yes.
Rejoicing, liveliness,
yes. and you know what? Being
high
happy.
Spirits, being
yes.
happy.
Being happy.
And not just and the one thing about joy, if I may just add this little bit, the one thing
Ooh,
about joy
on,
it's
on.
Not it's not temporary. See,
no.
joy is not temporary like happiness.
No.
Joy is in the heart.
Yes.
It is heart lasting.
It
is everlasting.
That's a spiritual. Yes,
that's
it
a
is.
Spiritual. That's one of the
that's
fruits
a
of the spirit.
Spiritual terminology. Yes.
That's one of the fruits of the spirit.
Yes, it is. And you know what? When dealing with the fruit of joy, there is no law against it. You can have joy overflowing. Before we get into that joy part, would you continue? After a while, not only did that angel speak, but
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm gonna start at 11. It says Luke 2:11. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord. Verse
yes.
12 says,
uh-huh.
And this will be a sign for you, by which
Come
you
on.
Will recognize him. You will find,
yes.
after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying
mm-hmm.
in a manger. Verse 13,
mm.
then suddenly.
Oh, I love this part. Suddenly.
See, God
Ooh,
operates.
I love
like that.
Ooh, suddenly.
That's how
Ooh,
he operates.
Yes,
then
that's
suddenly,
right.
there
suddenly.
Appeared with the angel
mm-hmm.
an army of the troops
mm-hmm.
of heaven,
My
a
Lord.
Heavenly knighthood,
yes.
praising God
oh,
and saying glory to God in the highest heaven and
yes.
on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. Men
yes.
of goodwill, of his faith.
Good of will. Yes.
Can you imagine the sound of the praising
Ooh, glory to God.
Of the angel and the army troops of heaven?
It was
Can you
noisy.
Imagine the sound?
Oh, it was joyful. It was happy.
Dare I say the shepherds were rejoicing too.
That's right.
Right with
that's
them.
Right. That's right. It was joyful. It was happy. It was a Holy Ghost party going on there. Glory to God. You know, I cannot go to, I thank God for our congregation that we believe in really letting and expressing ourselves before the Lord. We're not quiet people when we go into the house of the Lord, because when it comes to praising and worshiping Him and loving Him, we want to extol and give Him all of what we can give Him, because He has been so good to us. You know,
and not only that, but there is power in the shout.
Yes,
there is power
in
the shouting. There is power in the praising. There is power in the
is.
Worship.
Ooh.
It unlocks
yes.
the power, the yoke destroying, burden removing presence and power of God is released in the shout.
Yes.
Because they shouted before the walls of Jericho fell.
Yes. Oh, praise God. Praise God. And you know what I love? Angels left from where they were from, and they went on back to heaven.
And we
the
don't even
shepherds.
Know how long they were there.
That's right. That's right. I know one thing. They had a Holy Ghost party. It was glory to God. You know, just from the Old Testament to the New Testament and waiting for Christ to be born, because He was prophesied hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before, and there was 400 years of silence, not even hearing from God. God forbid that, ooh, Lord, I don't ever want to have to go a day, not a second, without hearing His voice and knowing that He is with us. But what was exciting to me is the shepherds said when the angels left, that's in the 15th verse, they said, let us now go even to Bethlehem, sing, which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Now, I love it. God didn't make all of that known to the rich and the famous. Hello. He went to the lowly. He went to those that would listen. You know, they're not all of that in a bag of chips. Those who would humble themselves and listen. And the shepherds themselves said, come on, let's go see what's going on.
And you know, shepherds are quiet.
Uh-huh.
They're quiet.
I
don't think shepherds make a lot of noise when they watching the sheep.
Yeah, one thing I noticed when I had that opportunity to go to Israel, I actually saw shepherds. They had sheep and they had goats, and they were dressed in their the way that they dressed in the Bible day. They looked, you know, like shepherds, and they had all these sheep. But you know one thing that is really interesting? All those sheep get together in a pile and a herd and all of the different shepherds. But when that particular shepherd calls his sheep, only those who belong to that particular shepherd, those sheep would go straight to their shepherd.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
So, and that's what Jesus said.
My sheep know my voice.
Ooh.
And stranger, they will not follow.
Oh, praise God.
Oh,
praise
hallelujah.
God.
Yeah, we're you asked me to
go ahead.
To keep you aware of the time,
I'll
but I just want to put in verse 16 in the Amplified where it says about the shepherds. It says, so they went with haste.
Uh-huh.
They were hurrying up.
They were hurrying. They weren't
so
ready.
They went with haste. and by searching found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known what had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it were astounded and marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary was keeping within herself all these things and sayings, weighing and pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. They were having a party. Boy,
they
I tell
having
you, this
a
is.
Party.
But I mean, Jesus is someone to celebrate.
He is
the celebration.
He is the celebration.
He is the celebration. Salvation has come.
So great a salvation.
So great.
Our Messiah. I love it. Our Messiah.
And he is living. He is no longer dead. The tomb is empty. He is not there. He is risen and he is alive.
We serve
forevermore.
A living Jesus. Glory to God.
Indeed.
He hears your prayers.
He
knows everything that's going on. You know, the world thinks they getting by with all this undercover and this and that and the other. Oh, but there is a God. He sits high, but he looks low.
And his eyes run to and fro. His eyes run to and fro in the earth. They run. And he never sleeps and he never slumbers.
The word. I love the word of God. You know, when you said his eyes run, it make me think about what the enemy does. He walks to and fro. he walks. He runs. And he knows everything.
We're gonna wind it up. We gotta wind it up. We gotta get out of here. This is so good. This has been so good. I'm telling you, you asked me to keep you on time today, but this has been so good. We need more time because this is just beautiful. But we're going to.
Let me end with this, and then I'm going to give to close us in prayer. And let's increase the kingdom of God today.
Amen.
God's beautiful souls.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord can keep us happy. One thing God wants us to be, he wants his children to be joyful, to be happy, to enjoy all the beauty of the things that he has given. God is good all the time, and we have so many scriptures that talks about the goodness of the Lord. He is awesome, and we want everyone to enjoy this time of the year. There's a lot of sadness and a lot of other things going on, but let's refocus. Get our heart and mind on Jesus. Looking unto him, it's all about him. Go on, my daughter.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Oh, but we thank you.
We thank you
for this moment, this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us, that we are giving right back to you. We are sowing it back to you, Father, by taking this
Lord.
Time to focus on you, to glean and eat from your table. Thank you, Holy Spirit,
Lord,
for your teaching. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your presence.
Ooh.
Thank you, Lord, that we are aware of your presence, that we can bask in your peace. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much. We are so appreciative. We are so thankful.
Yes.
And we are so grateful. And we do not take it for granted. We take it as a privilege and an honor. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. And we say, Lord, bless this podcast. this broadcast yes. on today. Bless all those who are listening. Bless their
yes.
households. Lord,
ooh,
minister
do,
peace
Lord.
Unto them. Minister healing unto them. Minister
yes.
strength unto them. Minister
do,
wholeness
Lord.
Unto them, oh God. We speak joy into their
yes.
lives right now. And Lord, for those who want to make you, Lord Jesus, the head of their life, Lord
mm-hmm.
and Savior of their world, Lord, we ask
mm-hmm.
that they repeat this prayer, and we say, Lord Jesus,
Lord
come
Jesus,
into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Wash me and cleanse me of all my sins.
Wash me and cleanse me.
I believe that
sins.
You are. I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe you're the Son of God.
And I believe that you gave your life for me on Calvary.
Ooh, I believe that
for
you
my
gave
redemption.
Your life
for
my
redemption.
Redemption.
Thank you, Lord
redemption.
Jesus. I believe that on the third day you rose from the dead and you are alive
you
forevermore.
And you are alive forevermore.
And I thank
you
for saving me.
I thank you for saving me.
And thank
yes.
you that I receive this salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit by faith.
Right now.
I believe that I receive. That
I
am born again on this
Ooh.
Day. In
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For those of you who accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Lord and Savior on this day,
welcome
to the family of God. For those of you who came back to the family of God on today, welcome back
home.
We bless you. We glorify and magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
For we are
yes.
all one in Him. We are united
yes.
in Him. And
That's
we are family. Amen.
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 Amen. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who puts all their trust in Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise Him, Renee. Come on, let's praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord together.
Praise
oh,
God.
Bless
yes.
the Lord.
Oh,
We're
magnify the
praise.
Lord with me.
Woo.
And let us exalt His name
Ooh.
Together. May
yes.
the Lord bless you.
May
the
Lord
keep you.
Yes.
May the Lord make His beautiful face
Adada.
To shine
yes.
upon you. May the
yes.
Lord be gracious unto
yes.
you and lift
unto
His
you.
Face and turn His countenance toward you and give
yes.
you His peace always.
Give you His peace. Amen.
Always. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest.
We honor
you. We glorify
you,
Lord.
We
magnify you. We glorify your name. For you are Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. The first and the last.
We are not ashamed.
We are not ashamed. And you are the only one that deserves glory and honor and praise. And we focus on you in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Until we meet
Merry
again.
Christmas.
Join us
Hallelujah.
Again. Merry Christmas to all. God bless you all until we meet again. Amen.
Merry. Yada. Woo, glory.